5AL, the 5RJM. Still good morning. One more minute till afternoon. Go ahead. Good morning. It'll be a good afternoon in about 2 seconds. Hi. So what you did this morning, did you work in your backyard and all the kind of stuff or something like that? Back to you. No, negative. I think this afternoon, though, I'm going to see what I can do here, see what I have for fish finders, and see if I can get one changed out on the boat here today. So that's my goal here for today. So maybe we'll have a different fish finder on Saturday there when we go fishing there. Hopefully the weather holds out for us. So yeah, looking forward to it. My granddaughter would like to come, but she's busy on Saturday, but Sunday she's free, but it doesn't look very good, and a little hot on Sunday, so I don't know, I'm going to have to talk to her and see where her priorities are. Well, I think she's kind of practicing doing some babysitting and stuff, so she's got a friend that's my daughter's friend. She had a baby and she's gonna be needing to babysit, so I think my daughter wants to do that too, so she's always got lots on the go, that girl, I tell you. She's a busy girl all the time, which is good. So yeah, one more kick at the cat, though. Hopefully this weekend with the long weekend, she's able to do a little camping, too, before she heads back to school, September the 2nd here. So yeah, pretty soon everything will be back to routine again. B5AL, the 5RJM.
Maybe the coax is screwed up or some wires, I don't know. So maybe check to Catalyst store in Saskatoon. Maybe they have something for sale about that flood about 3-4 days ago, and I don't know. Interesting, but it doesn't matter because you know where you're supposed to go when you're going fishing, right? So it doesn't matter. It's not a big rush, right? So USL.
Well, some of the functions on the fish finder aren't working anymore, and it's an oldie. So maybe change it out and update it to a little bit newer one, but yeah, it's not a priority for me, but, it is, because I'd like to have the other options working as well sometimes, so they're handy, but I usually use it for depth, fish finder. That's mostly what I use it for, and nice to follow the structure, you know, that way, you know, where the fish hang out and stuff like that, so
fishing store, the Kettle S store in Saskatoon, just for fun. You don't need anything fancy, right? Just like a straight, you know, you just need to know about how many feet and that kind of stuff. You don't care about how many fish or something like that. You know what I mean? Back to you. Yeah, Roger. I also got a portable one here, too. I could bring out and use it. It's pretty neat. It also works well. But I haven't used it in so many years already yet. You know, it's kind of what I used to use for ice fishing, but I haven't been ice fishing with my own shack for a long time here already, so I haven't used it. But it's portable, and you can take it anywhere, on a boat or wherever. And maybe I might bring that along. I don't know. I'll see how the battery is in it. Definitely have to put it on charge for sure, because it hasn't been used for a number of years. So, but yeah, see what's good. Maybe it's no darn good anymore. And I'm just keeping it here on the shelf just for just to look at. I don't know. Anyways, Pierre, I gotta downsize some of my stuff here too, so I gotta get rid of some stuff here this winter and get things back to normal here in my shack and in the basement, and get rid of some of my items on my to-do list. So I got a busy winter ahead of me here, so it's inside activity, so I don't have to worry about too much of it temperature-wise outside. But there's some other things, maintenance on the vehicle to do here before fall, and usually do that in the September, early October. It's still quite nice, and then I'm usually good for most of the winter because I don't have to, put on a lot of kilometers. Put on quite a few there on the wife's car, but not on my truck too much. Anyways, back to you, V5 Alpha Lima, V5 RJM. But anyway, I need to go there just for fun, make some window shopping tomorrow morning. So, but I check it out for you. And Garmin is pretty good. And there is another company, I can't remember the name, but Garmin is pretty good, so. Anyway, so, no, I just look around and just for fun, and I'll let you know, and maybe they have a big sale. I don't know. I have no idea. So maybe you got some kind of gift for your birthday. Hi. You know what? You're my brother. You're not my friend anymore. Nope, you're my big brother. Don't worry about it. Oh, well, so anyway, so my plan today, I need to cut some stupid fir on my backyard. I hate that thing. They spread all over the place, and you cut it, and they come back again in the next spring. I hate that fir. It looked nice, but lots of work to cut, I tell you. Oh, they just like drive me nuts. So I think I'm going to chop everything this afternoon and that thing with the rum up or whatever to kill the whole thing. And the next spring, put some kind of Olga, she loves flowers a lot, and so that's my plan, and you don't need to worry about it too much, about the stupid fern. I hate that thing. I hate it. It's just spread everywhere, and they grow so fast. A beautiful blend, but they drive me nuts. I'm sorry to tell you that, but no, I'm not kidding. I hate that thing. So that's my project this afternoon, and chop David. everything and spread with some rummin up or whatever they call it, you know, and they kill everything. So this stuff will be gone. And next spring, oh gosh, we'll put some nice flowers. They come in every year, so you don't need to put back in again. The flowers come back every year, you know, stuff like that. So that's my plan. Back to you. Yeah, roger, roger. Yeah, my wish list there, when you're going to Cabela's, take a look at the sonar fish finders, and watch out for your eyes, so they might roll there, and when you see the price, so don't fall over. Yeah, so it can be pretty serious hobby there, that fishing. So, quite expensive it can be. So, but, you know, to go out fishing, you know, that's one thing, you know, just like ham radio operator, you don't need to start out with much. Just a fishing rod and a hook, and you're good to go. So, anyhow, and of course, the fish license, of course, and habitat license in Saskatchewan here now. So, that's the pricey part. You know, also, so it gets more and more expensive every year, but, you know, since they even included that habitat for people that don't hunt, you have to buy a site, you know, you have to buy it where you didn't have to before. So, yeah, an extra $20. So, and then fish license, so. Didn't get, gets pricey, but I get my fish license for free there because I'm a veteran. And you, of course, so you're over 65, you don't need a fish license, so we get away lucky that way. Over. After that, well, you know, when I walked Catalyst 4 or 5 years ago, it was just a part-time job, but I had a good price because I was a worker over there. But a fish vendor, oh, not cheap. Someone is not bad, but very touchy or very fancy stuff. So that's about, believe me or not, it's about $4,000 or $5,000. Oh my God, I never buy that stuff. Can you believe it? $3,000 or something like that? Not enough. Wow. Too fancy. It's as hard to program and everything. And no. It's way too much money. Way too much money. Just like what you have. Nothing fancy, but... you know, that's all you need. Nothing fancy. Back to you. Oh, that's it. Yeah, you got that right. So, but anyways, it's dinner bell calling me, so I better get out of here there, Pierre. So, see Papa Lima. 7-3. Have yourself a good afternoon. Yeah, Rindy, you take care of yourself. We'll be talking to you tomorrow morning. So, yeah, have a nice day, and don't working too hard. Hi. All right, 783, Rindy, and we'll be talking together again tomorrow morning. V5RGM, V5AL will be... we'll be clear and listening sometime. 783.